champion. I'm not the good guy that you call. I'm not the villain.
Tell me about your song, No Heroes.
I like to write a lot of songs that I think are kind of a Western style. And I stress Western, not country. country to me brings up like images of Toby Keith and horrible songs about Red Solo Cups and stuff. Western to me is like spaghetti Western, and it has cool, dark, ominous tones to it. And it's very artistic and meaningful. Because I have to be artistic and meaningful. So No Heroes was a Western tune. It's got a lot of layers of guitar that are very spooky and atmospheric, and a solo that I literally just finished tracking last night. And it's just kind of this idea of, like, you know, Western movies are very focused on the hero or the villain or that kind of thing. And I wanted to write a song that felt like it belonged in that realm, but was written from the point of view of somebody who was just a bystander to all of it. He's not a hero, but he's not a villain. He's just kind of there.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing live?
I think when I'm writing, or performing. Those are the two places where I feel most in my element. Recording, I feel the most out of my element. I'm very awkward in the studio. And I'm very impatient. I like to just move really fast. And recording is very meticulous. Studio albums are very meticulous. I did a live album recently, and that was great because I just did what I did on stage, and it got recorded, whether it sucked or was great. But studio recordings are a struggle for me. I'm always, I don't know. I don't think I'm uncommon in that. As soon as that red light record goes on, I get all weird and I forget how to play my own parts.
What's on the horizon for you in the new year musically?
I'm taking a little bit of time off. I got a little burned out in 2018. So I didn't rush into things this year, but I'm starting to do bookings here. I've got a live album, as I mentioned, that is finished, and I've only released one track off of. And then I just last night finished the studio EP, so I've got a 4-song EP ready to go as well. So I do have two releases that I need to get out there. I've had people asking for my music for a long time. So there'll be two albums coming shortly, and tours to support that, and then hoping to make a few festival appearances and stuff, and just keep doing what I love to do.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page where we can go to keep track of upcoming performances and those new releases?
I don't have a formal website. I should. If you know anybody who wants to build a website for the price of a hug and a grand thank you, that would be fantastic. I do have a Facebook and Instagram are the two social media platforms I'm most active on. I have a Twitter account that has like 30 people following that I use approximately once a month. of course, I'm on all the usual music platforms for the songs I have released and stuff, Spotify and iTunes and all that. Deezer, if you use Deezer, I'm on Deezer. I don't even know what Deezer is, but I know that I'm on it.
I'd like to take us out with one more song from the upcoming album, Hold On. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, Hold On. I love Hold On. It's my favorite song to start off my shows with. I don't think I've started a show without playing Hold On in well over a year. I love the way the vocals and the guitar work together. It's, and it was kind of a personal song, touching on some dark, themes of feeling depressed and suicidal and such, but, it doesn't feel hopeless or anything like that. To me, it feels very full of hope and possibilities. So I really like it.
Wonderful. Al, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thank you so much for having me join you. Hold far and long.
feels like you need me right where you